Good morning. Today is a day of beginnings here at St. Paul's as our programs begin today. Our church school program kicked off today, our youth program, our choirs are in full swing, and so many other parts of our church life kind of gear up at this time of the year. And in many ways, it's a time of beginning. And so in that context, I'd like to talk a little bit today about some things to think about as we begin. And the first thing to think about is, so what are we doing? What are we here for? What is this all about? It's said that religion is about at least two things. It could be about many things, but at least there are two components to a religious tradition, to a community of faith. The first is belonging. It's a belonging system. The other is, it's a transformational system. Something that transforms our lives. And both the belonging and the transformation are both important in this journey we walk. Belonging is important to us as human beings. We have a need to belong. And in our spiritual lives, we look for a community to become a part of and to find a sense of space and a place to be and a community to which we belong. The difficulty is, though, that if we just become something of a belonging system, it can be a little imbalanced. All are welcome to belong, and all are welcome to be transformed. But sometimes we focus just on the belonging. And when we focus just on the belonging, the thing that can subtly begin to happen is we who belong begin to look out at those who don't belong in a way that separates us. Those who don't belong become the other. And very quickly, those who don't belong become suspicious. All of a sudden, those who don't belong become people we start burning their books about. It can lead to that very quickly. It's just about belonging. And I belong, and I'm finished, because I belong. But the transformational part of religion is significant to us. It's that willingness to belong and find in this belonging system the call to be transformed, the call to change, the call as individuals and as a community to continually face the possibilities of change in our lives. And yet, if you're like anybody, if you're like me, we don't like change. Whether we're 5 years old or 85 years old, change is something that we resist. Even the possibility of change can begin to make us very anxious and very nervous. And so we can sometimes shut down on that transformational part of our religious tradition and just focus on the belonging. And yet, as Richard Rohr, who teaches about this a bit, both are significant. Belonging is important. Don't get me wrong, it is important, but that's not all that it's about. We belong in order to be transformed and changed. Jesus did not come to bring about the church. Jesus came to bring about the kingdom of God. And we form as a church to bring about the kingdom, to bring about change in our lives and in the world around us. That's the call of Jesus. And yet so often it's very difficult for us to face that in our lives. We entered into this journey at baptism. Through the sacrament of baptism, whether we're baptized here at St. Paul's or wherever it was in our lives, we committed to this journey of belonging and transformation. We committed to it. We became a part of it. And yet we can so resist it at times in our lives. So let me share with some thoughts on the gospel reading we heard today, the story of the Good Shepherd, which is a story we've heard many times. But let me show you how we usually look at that. If we look at that from the interpretation of a belonging system, what we see is kind of literally what the story says. Jesus says there were 100 sheep, community, a belonging system. And one of the sheep, it's described, goes away, disappears, goes off into the wilderness. And the story that Jesus shares is the good shepherd goes out and finds that sheep. And brings it back to the whole, brings it back to the rest of the sheep. The description is the sheep is on the shepherd's shoulder as the sheep is brought back. And it's described as bringing back wholeness, bringing back a sense of identity for that belonging system. I always find it interesting, if you were to follow that story, how the other 99 sheep accepted that one sheep back. Because there must have been some issues there, that sheep went off on its own. What is it that went on that somehow made them able to welcome that sheep back? And it's a very rich interpretation of that story. I think it's a wonderful interpretation of that story. But let me look at that story not so much from the focus of a belonging system, but the focus of a transformational system. Is there another meaning to that story that could be possible? And I think there is. I've been working on this past week, so bear with me. I hope this makes some sense. If you look at this story, not so much as 100 sheep or 100 representing 100 individuals or 100 people in a community, look at the story as about you as an individual. And there are many parts that make up who we are. Not just physical, but spiritual, psychological, emotional, so many parts to us. Millions of parts, probably. But let's say you can narrow it down to 100. Are there things in your life, are there, if you want to call them sheep, in your life that kind of have gone off, that you actually prefer would be far off? Are there hurts? Are there pains? Is there grief? Is there struggle? Is there fear that you just prefer not to have present? And it's sort of put off to the side. It's put off into the wilderness, and it's out there. And what that does oftentimes is we oftentimes push out into the wilderness those things that we just don't want to deal with because they may call us to change. They may call us to be transformed. And what this story of the Good Shepherd, I think, could be suggesting, if we look at it from that point of view, is we need to go out and bring those things back in again. As difficult as it may be, they may be things we don't want to deal with, we don't want to see. We bring them back in. And what Jesus, I think, is suggesting is it's in that experience of bringing about healing and hope and wholeness that we can begin to be transformed and changed and go forth as a new person. Both are important to us, belonging and changing and growing in our lives. Over the year that we face as a parish, there are many changes present to us. As you know, we've had some staff changes. And we have a vacancy in our youth program. We have a vacancy in our children's ministry program. Christine Ingram is kind of filling that in as our part-time interim person. BJ will be leaving us next Sunday. It's his last Sunday. There's lots of changes before us. Lots of changes. And yet we can become fearful of those changes. But another way is to look at the possibilities and opportunities that God may be putting before us. And how do we discern? How do we go forward? How do we face the changes before us? I guarantee this year there are changes before us we may not even know about. But we're called to walk into them. Walk into those transforming experiences and see where God is calling us. And as a community of faith, through the waters of baptism, you committed to this journey of belonging and transformation. It's what baptism is about. It's why after a baptism we have the child come down the aisle, symbolic about walking into the community and belonging and beginning this experience of transformation. And so in the weeks and months ahead, as a parish community, we'll be invited to find ways that we can continue to belong and be transformed and transform our world. In a couple of weeks, our kind of new program, our Center for Hope and Healing, on September 26th, we'll be focusing on that ministry. It's a whole ministry about healing and wholeness and hope in our lives. In a few weeks, we'll have our ministry fair, an opportunity to see once again ways that you can become engaged in the life of the parish, ways that you can connect. New ways, new possibilities, or perhaps old ways and old possibilities. Things that you've become a part of in the life of our parish. But each year, a time to renew that and see new possibilities. And also, in the weeks and months ahead, something I'm very excited about, in my 11 and a half years here at St. Paul's, this has been one of my hopes and dreams, is that we would develop these three components to our giving here at St. Paul's. And in the weeks and months ahead, we'll kind of introduce our endowment, an ability to commit to our endowment for the future of St. Paul's. We'll also be in the next few weeks and months talking more about our capital fund, which continues to be a fund that is open to welcome contributions to continue to support the buildings and the facilities that house this belonging and this transformation. And of course, in the months ahead, we'll talk more about making a commitment to our operating budget to offer resources to make things live into the vision God has for us, to make things happen here at St. Paul's, ways for you to commit. And these are not just things that we can opt for. They're things that, through the waters of baptism, we're expected to engage in, expected to become part of the system and part of this opportunity for transformation by sharing our gifts and our talents and our treasure, our resources to make things happen. And so over the weeks and months ahead, we'll also spend time discerning where we go as a parish, discerning how we look at our ministries and our staffing and see the ways that God's calling us to call staff to support those ministries. And our ability to discern that will have so much to do with your support. The resources you share will indicate to us where we can go and what we can do and the hopes that we have before us. So we're all in this together, not just because we belong, but because we're called to be transformed and changed in our lives. And what hopes and possibilities this year presents to us this day. So it's good to see everybody. Welcome you back if you've been away for the summer. And I thank you for being part of this community, for all that you do, for all of who you are, and for living into the vision and the hopes that we are at St. Paul's. As we go forth as a people, ever growing and changing and being transformed in our lives, may we continue this wondrous journey together.